Okie dokie, we are live. What's going on, everybody out there in Internetterland, out there in the wilderness? Stephen Ignoramus here, your host for the night. This is Across the Aisle with Carl Emmerich. He is a progressive YouTuber, and he found me in the comment section, I believe, of one of my videos. So he challenged me to a debate, I believe, or like wanted to do a discussion or something like that. So what I said instead is I was going to have him on the show, and I was going to interview him, and we might explore the possibility of a debate or something like that. But it's going to be a fun one tonight. I usually don't have too many progressives on, and that's actually not on purpose. I just, you know, if I find someone that is I find interesting, I generally have them on. And so I've had probably my third or fourth out of 60. So that's not a bad, you know, representation, you know. I don't know. So welcome to the show, Carl Emmerich. You can find his information linked below in the show description. And we're just going to see what comes up. I'm going to ask him some questions, and I'm excited to have you on. So welcome, Carl, to the show.
Thank you, Stephen. I got to be honest, though. I wasn't entirely honest about my motivations. I'm here on behalf of Kanye 2020.
Ooh,
and this is a big plug.
Nice, man. That's good, man. That's good. So you represent, like, you're representative of Kanye. I love it.
I'm representative of the birthday party. That's right.
First of all, what video was it that you hit me up? Like, what was it, an episode of my Daily Show, an interview? Which one did you actually comment on?
Where you found me? You had a discussion with a guy named Fritz about libertarianism.
Yeah. And that's so my friend.
Because I was looking for like libertarians that were interested in debate because, you know, it's fun.
Right.
And I thought you might be a good pick for that.
Okay, so let's start there because one of my first questions was going to be is like, what stance did you see me take, and like what do you think I am? So you think I'm a libertarian? And I kind of am, but like, is that what you pegged me as when you watched that interview? And also, did you watch any other videos besides that one?
I poked around at a lot of the other ones. Some of you like commenting on the protests and stuff that.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I do the in real life stuff, but also like I'm kind of a libertarian. I'm definitely not like a conservative. Like what I usually like own the label as like a right wing or even far right libertarian. So one of the first things I noticed about a couple of your videos, we definitely have something in common, is that we both think Steven Crowder is a liar. Okay. and so like that is definitely for sure. And then like, so I consider myself and a lot of the people I run with to be like farther right than people like Steven Crowder. And I saw that, and it's just interesting that we might think that he's a liar in different ways, but I have a feeling that we might like your take on him and that Crowder video is that, you know, he doesn't like have an open, he's not gonna have his mind changed.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so like I was gonna maybe save this for like the end of the end of the interview, but like who's a right wing podcaster, commentator, or YouTuber that you do like, that you do see most eye to eye? And like for me, Glenn Greenwald is probably the left wing one that I like the most. I don't like a lot of them, but like Glenn Greenwald for me. What about for you?
I mean, anyone that like, okay, well, let me just say anyone that like stays true to libertarian beliefs, I would definitely find a lot of common ground with them. Like, what's that guy's name? Dave Smith. He's like a common libertarian.
Well, I love Dave Smith.
Like, well, he's super anti-war. Yes. Very anti-war. I'm very
as
for
am
that.
I. As am I. Absolutely. I'm like a strict non-interventionist.
Yeah,
like any foreign war is not, I'm mostly going to be down with 99%, not down, excuse me, with 99% of foreign war. So that's something we see eye to eye on as well. So do you like Dave Smith? Do you think that he's like a principled?
I respect how principled he is. Obviously, I disagree with him on like how he gets there, but like me and him agree on a number of things.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So here's the reason that, have you debated, like, if you don't mind, can you tell me how old you are, like your age range or something like that? I don't know if you want to give the whole thing away, but like, how old are you?
23. I just turned 23.
Great. Okay.
What about you?
So I'm 32. All right. Okay. So do you have have you debated at all, like in college or high school or anything like that?
Yeah. So I was with the college Democrats and I like organized the debate with the college Republicans. That was pretty fun. Yeah. That was like the most official debate that I've done.
How can you stand it? How can you stand even watching it, sir?
What do you like
debate
debates?
Is the most, like, I can't imagine something like debate as it's presented in the modern like political or podcast sphere. Debates are some of the most cringe things that I've ever seen in my entire life, and it makes me want, like, I don't know, either blow up my computer or just like shit post in the chat all day in these, like, you know. So that's how makes me feel. So if do you like debate?
Well, it depends on like what kind of debate we're talking about. I mean, if we're looking at like the Democrat like primary debates, those are all everyone's just grandstanding. No one's really actually debating anybody. Everyone's just like kind of talking to the audience. Those are awful. But like the more one-on-one, kind of like what we're doing, where you just more talking, it's kind of free flow. I'm a fan of that format.
Yeah,
That's
that's
my
great.
point.
Yeah. See, I don't consider that a debate because debates have to have winners and have to have rules.
Oh,
Now,
okay.
there's general social rules to what's going on right now. I can't just like tell you to go fuck yourself and play a song over you like talking and like call that like rational, you know, but I guess in the there's not really rules in the or the score. There's just who gets swayed by the rhetoric in the media and how they spin it. In that, in like the Democratic thing, who's okay of the like the 13 or whatever, who do you like? Do you like Bernie?
Oh, big time Bernie, yeah.
Bernie,
Not,
okay.
no, without question,
Bernie,
Bernie.
okay,
Bernie was my
gotcha.
guy. He was my guy in
Okay.
2016. He's my guy now.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. Okay. So that's I was a Bernie guy as recently as like late 2015.
Okay,
Okay,
I was
and
gonna ask you. You said you were like used to be on the left, right? Is
Yeah, I
that
mean, okay, so I've always thought that like politics was just gay as fuck. Like that's
okay?
basically like where
Who doesn't?
like always. Yeah, like so I don't really like but I've always been like more raised liberal, been in liberal towns, stuff like that, and I just kind of took it for granted like that shit was true that you're taught in public school growing
Yeah.
up and most of it is not. Most of the
Yeah.
things you're taught about history and government and what it all is actually is false, like more false than it is true. And when I started learning that, I come from when I was younger, I was more liberal. Then I come from like a liberal but conspiracy theory heavy background, like really into conspiracy theories, and I think most of them have some merit.
Okay.
And I call that being like part of that is just what me and my people call being red-pilled. You know, and
Yeah.
so it's not exactly like right wing, but it's like red pilled on certain truths that a lot of people don't accept. And there's a whole debate of this. I mean, people call us crazy, like people call us insane, we call you people retarded type shit. You know, and it's not, I don't think either is completely true or not, you know, but that's, and then I became like what you could call right wing after Trump became president. When I saw
Okay.
the backlash, when I saw
Yeah.
the reaction to Trump. And this shit was just so even this whole time, I was not into politics. I'm into culture. Like that's
Okay.
what I'm really all about. So I guess like from to wrap up my little spiel is like it's like I approach things from a cultural perspective, and that's like that pushed me what I now call right wing, like believing like a man with a like a woman with a dick is still a woman, or I mean is still a man, like shit like that, like
I get what
basic.
you're trying to say,
Yeah, you
yeah.
know what I mean? And also I'm just a kind of a dummy, so I talk over my words and stuff like that. But yeah, that I came from a liberal background and just I live in DC, so seeing how it is here to push me like hard what you would call right wing or whatever. But even
Yeah.
then I don't like conservatism or like the Republicans, the GOP is a joke. I like them. So like I'm kind of like an anarchist a little bit in that I just don't
Yeah.
like government, you know? So
Yeah.
that's more what I am than like a conservative at all, or like definitely libertarian, but that's my kind of background, you
Well,
know.
if Trump pushed you right, are you like a Trump guy? You support Trump or
No, I
no?
mean like I don't know what support means. That's where I get like
Yeah,
I'm not a
okay.
MAGA guy. I'm not
Yeah.
like I'm not like a walk around the streets wear my MAGA hat like Trump slide guy. I think Trump is better than Biden.
Okay.
But I also like Trump didn't push me right. What the left did with Trump pushed me right. Like I
Okay.
was never like I just think Trump's really funny. Like I'm also a professional entertainer, man. I'm a professional
Yeah.
musician.
I've seen your
So like
music stuff. I
yeah,
like it. I like
thank
a
you,
lot of
thank
it.
you. So like I like Trump. He's like I love words, the best words, and like I just like his entertainment shit. But also like he's got his problems. Everyone got his problems. He's a politician. But it was the left that went crazy, and probably my first real push red pill right was Kavanaugh. Like
Okay.
Kavanaugh, that was ridiculous. And that most people saw that as that lady who is credible when, or even if she's not credible, man, you can't, that's cancel culture is evil. And that was a
Okay.
big cancel culture thing. I'm talking too much. I'm supposed to be interviewing you, but I'm
No,
going to
I
wrap it up.
like it,
Yeah.
man. I
Yeah.
like it though. I like you. I
Yeah.
want to get an idea of like kind of, so you're just more in these like cultural issues. Well, I found it interesting when you said like a lot of the stuff that we learn in school isn't true because like I kind of have that opinion too, but I think that would disagree on what's not true.
Well, okay,
so,
like, that's great.
What kind of stuff are you, what kind of stuff are you referring to?
I think what I think the like some of the biggest stuff is wars. And I've studied history my entire life. I've always been really into studying wars. Is that you almost need like historical or like landmarks that are clean to 80% of the public in order to have like your foundation myth, you know? So the Civil War, vastly misunderstood. World War II, vastly misunderstood from the just us versus them, white and black standpoint. Like, I don't know who the good or bad side was on World War II or the Civil War. Like, you can make like fat arguments for either one. Like, and like, so that is, to me, that's not how you're taught in school. It's like Lincoln was a good guy. FDR was a good guy. Stalin was, Hitler was a bad guy, even though I do think Hitler was a bad guy, but Stalin, we partnered with Stalin. Stalin was just as evil as Hitler.
All right. Well, just so like that. I'd want to push back a little bit on the World War II thing. So like, I mean, when we're talking about like the Nazis, for example, I mean, that was universally pretty considered evil, like what they were doing.
Yeah.
So like,
I'm anti-fascist.
Okay. So what are you saying? Like,
that's not because, a comment on, that's not a comment on Hitler. That's a comment on the discounting of Stalin.
Okay.
That's more what I'm saying. It's like Stalin. Oh, of course, man. He murdered his own people by the tens of millions. Like, he starved tens of millions of his own people. And it just, you don't really talk about that. I mean, people don't really, and like, also, Americans, there were many Americans and Brits that were Nazis. They were like, we in the 30s and 20s, we were part, like, we were pro-Nazi. Like people thought Hitler was a great man, and like, so it's like, and like, to act like we also accepted many Nazi scientists into the what became the NASA program.
That's weird. I am familiar with that. That's weird.
It's just, I guess my main argument, without getting too specific, it's not just cut and dry. And public schools, they train you that it's just like racism is the biggest evil, period. Just these absolutes about these really nuanced, important things that are, that make people emotionally triggered later in life. And it makes mobs.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. All right. So obviously there was a lot there, but let's go on the racism thing.
Yeah.
So do you, what is racism? Oh, I mean, depends on what you're talking about, man.
What are you talking about?
Let's see. I mean, slavery was obviously very racist. No,
but there's a lot of slavery. You're talking about chattel slavery in the West.
Yes.
Okay.
I would say all forms of slavery.
No, not all forms of slavery. Like, the only, like, probably less than 10% of forms of slavery are racist.
You're saying it is racist. I see what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm saying, like, the fact, like the less than 10%, I would say, if I'm speculating, of even less of slavery was based on racism. It was based on war. Like,
okay, well, let's refine it.
Chattel
in the
slavery
US.
In the West. Chattel slavery in the U.S. In the West. Yeah. Okay.
The West. Yeah. But we can even go closer into the U.S.
It wasn't racist in that not all black people they encountered were enslaved. The original slave traders in Africa were brought out by blacks to whites on Jewish ships.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to refine within the U.S.
I'm talking about the U.S. I'm talking about the U.S. No. I'm not, like, think if it was just racist, they would have enslaved all the black people they found. But they did business with the black people they found in Africa for the conquered blacks that those people had already enslaved. So,
I mean, that doesn't mean that they weren't racist.
No. I'm not saying, okay, so let's say completely racist then. What I think of racism, that's why I asked you the first thing was what is racism? Because to me, it's like you are prejudiced and treat that person differently, like most importantly because they're black. So not solely, but like more than half and most importantly because they're a skin color or race. Would you accept that definition?
That's a fine definition. Okay, it's more of a semantic thing, because I know people like to say,
I totally disagree. I think it's a measurement issue, not a semantics issue. And this is something that I've encountered a lot in my live chat over the last couple of years. There's a difference. Like, there's a big difference between semantics and definition, because if we can nail down a definition and how to measure it, then we can actually know whether we disagree. Because that's, to me, it's the most important thing about modern debate that it lacks, is they go to that they disagree before they even define what they're even fucking talking about. You know, so what I'm saying, if you would accept that it's like it's more than half because of race, and it's very important to them. We're speaking about the racist right now.
I'd say yes? If we're talking about in on an individual level, yes, but I do think that there are examples of like systemic racism.
We'll get to that. And
I
would, yeah, I would we'll get to that. That. Yeah, and I have a lot of questions about that. So my question is this: is why we're not the first people in black people encountered enslaved?
If it was racist, they
weren't though. They were bought from in general. If you look up like what this like in general, they were sold by blacks to whites, and so why weren't the initial slave traders in Africa conquered and enslaved?
The people who were trying to buy the slaves didn't have the means to conquer them at the moment. That doesn't mean that they didn't think less of them.
Oh, well, now we're talking about what they think, though. But I'm just talking about the issue of just slavery and it being racist. I'm just going back to the original thing we said. So we're talking about the issue of chattel slavery in America being racist. It probably was, but I'm saying that. Answer my question though. Why they did have? They were the white man with the muskets, dude. They definitely had the technology to conquer the first blacks that they encountered. Fact. These people like. Fact.
I mean, maybe they did, but that doesn't. That's super relevant.
Why? Oh no, but it's your reason.
Because they wanted to own slaves, and so when there were means to buy the slaves, they bought the slaves.
That's my point. Because it was about money.
I mean.
But I'm not saying.
I guess, but to say that it wasn't racial.
No. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't a racial component. I'm asking if by our previously accepted definition of more than 50% and it being very important to them, that being the measuring stick of whether it was racist, that would mean 50% of it can't be because of money.
Yeah. Right. I mean, all these percentages we're talking about. How do we quantify these?
You can if you read people's writings, you can tell by the subject matter that they talk about. Like you can't nail it down to 51%, but you can nail it to a range, and that's what social sciences are. Yet I hate social sciences. I think it's a bunch of bullshit social engineering, but it is a way.
Then how can you cite that as that's how they're.
I just don't believe it. I'm just saying that if one could claim, if I were like, yo, it's a really good question. It's like you're challenging me on like how to measure percentage of racism. But I would say the burden of proof is on the one saying it's racist, because you're claiming it's a percentage at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I would argue that it's not claiming a percentage. I mean, it was very clear.
It's a non-zero percentage, right?
Okay.
It's like, even if it's 100, like if you're saying it's racist, like you think about if you say the word it's, you're claiming something is a thing. So maybe I'm wrong if you can split it into thirds, but you're wrong if you're saying it's not zero. It's a non-zero amount of racism. Correct.
It was definitely.
And I would say that I would agree with you on that. Like, you can back me off of 0%. You know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So my point about this whole thing is not to even prove you wrong. It's not to even prove you wrong. It's to show you that I think of things in terms of like a pie chart. And to me, one of the biggest problems with most people, but especially the left, is they just say it's this.
Okay.
And they can't even handle this discussion. Not you, but your vast majority of the people can't even have this discussion at all anywhere to this level. And that's my problem with more of the left than more of the right. And that's, I don't know what we would debate, but we just got into one. It was awesome. So do you get like kind of what I mean about like truly nuanced? Pretend the numbers exist.
So let me say, I think that I get what you're saying. I get this argument. I think that it's a little bit more superficial. I like to focus on specific policies and specific the way people's material needs and their material situations.
That's more your thing.
I think that that's more important than defining what technically is racism.
Okay. So to me, the let's talk about your thing. The race thing is my bread and butter. The race and racism shit, because I was raised so multicultural and so influenced. I'm way more black influenced than I am white influenced. And it really means a lot to me that we get along and get to the truth. I love basketball. I have so many black friends. I care about this shit because I do if there's peace to be had, I want to have it. Like, I do care about, like, I'm not a racist is what I'm saying. Like, I'm truly okay. not. Like, I don't, like, I have okay. plenty of friends of every, and I, that's why it's my bread and butter. And it's my favorite style of humor as well. So let's move on to your shit. Like, so you like policy.
Yeah.
I think policy's weird, man, because you have to force people to do shit.
Okay, all right. Well, we can talk about that. Yeah. So what do you mean? What is your problem with like laws? You don't like laws?
I don't like force. I do like law. Like, I do like justice. I do hate crime. I hate violence. But I also, all government is force.
Okay. Well, I mean you support private property rights, right?
Yeah, of course, but enforce, but not necessarily.
But those are ultimately enforced by force, aren't
not
they?
Not by, but like, I'd rather be my force.
Okay, so you're okay if you're doing the violence.
If it's in self defense and in defense of property right, hell yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
And
okay,
yours, by the way,
with the whole like non aggression principle.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
It sounds very, you know, it sounds good on face value. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I don't do anything to you. You don't do anything to me. You know, it's very like almost pacifistic in some ways. But it's if we're talking about people, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we're talking about my claim to this land, and you like
very messy
stepping onto this, I think that's a completely different water. And I find it so weird that you can say like, oh, taxation can only be enforced at, you know, the barrel of a gun, but the same way that property rights are also enforced at the barrel of a gun. So I don't see what the distinction is.
Well, don't worry about the distinction. Let's worry about the former rather than the latter for a second. Like, I mean, okay, so first of all, sorry, let's not even get into the last thing you said. We'll bookmark that. But like, I will admit that the like the borders, the nations, the conquering, the history, the tradition part of like pure libertarian and the non-aggression principle is very messy and no one really has it figured out. Like that, the first thing you said where it's like you're basically talking about like it to me, you're talking about like the Native Americans, people before then. Where does it start? Where's the border? Like, it's all a gun. I mean, like, so where is the actual nap start on? And I don't know. That I'll straight up tell you, I don't know.
Okay.
Like, because I don't think people are meant to think to like the 300 million person level. Like, that's how I think people aren't good at that, man. We kill everybody. we kill everybody. Like, everyone dies. Like millions die always. And no matter how, like, if it's the more you control, the more millions die. So if people would just think on like the 30 to 50 person level, like, that's why I'm not like, that's like the, like, for lack of a better word, like the Trump card that like a pure libertarian or close to it can play on a lefty is I can be left alone and I will leave you alone to try your like commune. I'm not saying you're a commie, but I'm saying like the far left is a commune. Like the farthest left thing is a commune. The farthest right thing is like a boot, like a fucking fascist or like, you know, far right totalitarian state. Okay. But I will let you have the commune. But pure communism won't let me have my freedom. That's the difference between the two ideologies, the two far wings, you know?
Okay, so there's like a couple. You were talking about like, oh, when there's more control, there's more violence, you know? And I'm assuming you're talking about like state control, like state government.
That is
control,
what I mean. What you meant. Yeah, right?
So, but I mean, we can look at like places like Somalia. Somalia has no acting government. Yeah, it's controlled. It's run by warlords.
Warlords are an acting government. That to me is another thing where you can run into like, it's not semantics, it's definition. Like if you have forcible control, forcible non-voluntary control of an area is a government. And I would welcome you to name one that wasn't.
No, that's not, I guess that's not what I would say. Well, then I would just ask you that if people collectively acting is a government, then I don't think that this whole everyone just stays to themselves. I don't think that that's possible. I think that if you get people in the smallest group, if you go throughout
you're right. People will start gonna hit to the band rub. Together. You're going to hit the rub for sure. And that's where it's like, I don't know what, like where I sit on like that. I'm like war. I'm like, I mean, I am pro consensual combat. So like if two states do want to voluntarily go to war, if, you know, I just am pro like dueling, you know, like if two people want to buy into that and they should be allowed to do that. So like, I don't know, and I use most of the things I apply on an individual level, I also apply, I actually think it applies as you go out, not with less, with of course with more details, but either way, like, do you, like, that's my point, that when I, like, can you name a entity that you would call a government that was not the forcible control of a population or area?
I mean, forcible. I mean, that's, I think it's consensual. I think it's collective action.
I don't,
I mean,
consent. When you live here.
I mean,
I don't.
What? How are you not consenting?
I'm a free person. I do not consent. I didn't sign shit. I don't consent.
But you passively consented.
No.
Though.
No. I'm sorry. I'm saying I actively don't.
Well, then I guess why do you benefit from the things that the government provides?
Well, that's not the same thing. Have you heard of the mafia before? I mean, they still protect the actual places they're extorting, yet they don't really consent or they have to leave. And I'm saying that there's not...
You don't elect the mafia.
I don't elect these people either. I mean, like a vote... Like,
you vote. You
okay, let
vote.
Me ask you something. Actually... if you and me were hanging out and we were trying to carve up a town, there's three of us, me, you, and another person. Okay. Are me and that person allowed to vote 2 to 3 to steal your shit?
I think that if all three of us say, "Hey, we're going to build this thing," you know, the three of us, we're gonna build this,
right?
Whatever.
I understand.
Build, like,
I just didn't do that.
Death Star.
I just didn't agree. I didn't agree.
When you get in this car, we're all gonna do this. We're on our way to the Lego store. We're gonna get the Lego Death Star.
I didn't in this case. I didn't get in this case of America. I didn't like in the government. I'm not. A part of the nation of America, but I did not consent to this form of government.
But I mean, where are you going to go then?
Where does this exist, though? Where I sit.
I don't think it's possible, though. What you're describing.
But you're not in charge of what's possible. This is always what I get into. Like, who are you or whoever else to say that like a free person doesn't get to do that? Like, our rights do not come from government. Like, it's not your right or anyone else's right to say like. That's not possible when I just claim it, dude. Like
you
if
don't,
I own,
not a government,
it,
how are you going to protect those rights?
My guns.
With your guns, so it's all forced though. So that's the thing with the non-aggression.
Listen to me. Let me be unequivocal. I've always been saying it's all force. All government is force.
Your thing is force too.
No,
though.
that's defense. That's called protection, and it is force.
It's force.
I know.
It's force.
Let me be unequivocal. I 100% agree.
Okay.
And I back your right to also defend your family.
Okay. But I mean, but here's the thing though. Like where would you point to? You asked me to find a government that's not instituted by force. Show me something that's existed that is even remotely close to what you're describing.
Like in terms of like personal sovereignty, like that kind of shit.
I suppose. Yeah. Like, where has your,
for,
would you,
for
would you
all
want
people,
happen? Where has that existed?
Where has that ever existed? I don't know. Like in the wilderness, like just claiming land that no one is on currently. But I don't know. It's a good question. It's like the question. Like, and it's what I like talking. It's why I like talking to you. Is because as soon as you like, here's one of the I can tell that like, I don't know. It's like I can just tell that you're not like dumb and you're like arguing in good faith is because the second that you understand what I'm saying, you go to like the full end of the spectrum. And that's good. Cause we get to like test our limits and stuff like that. And that's why
I would like to say, I don't think you're arguing in bad faith.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. It's good.
I hope I haven't
and
implied.
I don't assume people are. No, I get good vibes from you, man. Yeah. It's good but like a lot of people. And also I talk to a lot of people that like I'm here and they're in a chat room. So it's like not the same thing. And like, so it's refreshing. And so like, I don't know where that has existed. I just know that like, freedom does exist. It's not about the government, man. Fuck the government. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you and I'm talking about me. Let's talk about that for a second rather than the government. Like, are you allowed, do you want a family?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. So like, do you want to own like a house?
I would love to own a house. Someday.
You would love to own a house. Okay. So you have a family, you own a house. Would you want to like homestead or like grow your own food or something like that?
It's not really. So I'd rather go to a store.
You'd rather go to a store. Okay. So say you own a house or whatever. I back basically, I don't know where the other end of the spectrum is. So for the purpose of just this thought experiment, I don't know what the full freedom is, man. I don't think it exists. I don't think a full freedom exists in this world ever. But I'm saying that I back your right to like keep almost all of what you own that you work for and you did. And like regardless of the big bank CEOs, whatever, I hate them too. I'm anti big big corporation. I'm anti big government. I'm anti big corporation.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm pro freedom in that I can personalize it against you and me. Then we can move to your town and my town, and then your church and my church, and we can personalize it. They all hate us, man. Like those big government fucks, they hate us. So like. Like, they don't give a fuck about you. I know Bernie Sanders doesn't give a fuck about you. Like, so I back your right to definitely use force against people coming to attack your hard-earned property, period. And yes, it's about force. Because
but how did let's go to the scenario. How did I get this property?
You work for it. You work, work for it.
I mean, I work for it.
What do you do for like, a living, man?
What makes it mine, though?
Well, okay, so let me go back to just what we said earlier about slavery. Slavery is nothing more than someone keeping the fruits of your labor in one way or another. It's not about racism.
I don't mean
1%
on what they're doing. Slaves didn't have an option of what they were doing. That's completely different than taxing. Yeah, you could choose what job you want to do.
You can
make music, you could go write a book.
What happens if you don't pay your taxes?
Well, then what do you mean what happens if you
If you don't pay your taxes?
Well, people will keep coming and you'll eventually collectors will come. I don't believe that you can actually go to jail for
they
not
do.
Paying your taxes.
They do. I can look it up right now. That's why I got the internet. No, it happens all the time.
If you commit fraud or if you do any of these
tax evasion.
No, but tax evasion. Okay, but okay, let's say for the sake of the argument. Yeah, you ultimately go to jail.
What if you won't go?
What if you won't go? Then they'll take you.
They'll kill you. If you really won't go, they will kill you.
If you won't go, they'll pick you up and take you.
Well, okay, so either way, so that's force, right? Like, that is force. And saying, like, all I'm saying is that slavery is, like, it's, I'm not saying 10% of your shit getting taken is slavery. I'm saying that 100% is, though. Like,
but no one's taken 100%, though.
I know. Well, no, slaves that were owned did.
Oh, slaves. Okay, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. 100%. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that slavery is someone owning you and the fruits of your labor, correct?
Okay.
So your fruits of your – well, they had to work, you know. So the fruits of your labor, if they were 100% owned in this life, I would say you're a slave. And they're not. I know they're not. But if you walk it back from there, you worked for something and you should get to keep as much as you can – like that you voluntarily, if you want to give your money to government voluntarily, that's fine because you want to help. But like you worked for that shit.
I want to circle it back. So like, okay. So in this, you know, this scenario, I bought my house and in this perfect scenario that you're describing, what makes it my house?
The fact that you spent your time, which is money, like labor is work and labor is money, like is food, is water, is life, is kids, is calories. Like that, the what you do with your time to generate wealth is like how you get your bread.
But like, okay, so, but like, how do I like distinct where my property is?
If you are doing it and you acquire it through your earned wealth, it belongs to you.
But how am I going to acquire it?
Through working.
But like, I mean, so I'm a little fuzzy on how this works.
I'm fuzzy that I don't think you understand economics.
Oh, I think
I don't think you do because I'm explaining simple things like
work. But where does it ultimately come from though? Where does the property, what gives that property? What makes it yours? What makes it mine?
The fact that you worked for it. That I didn't. This is so simple.
No, but who defines that? What's to say? Well, I actually
I am
that
sitting
property.
Here.
It's my property.
No, I'm saying that did you swing the pickaxe or me? It's that simple.
So metaphorically. Just land that you've foiled?
No. I'm just saying the fact that you get your paycheck because you work your job, not me. It's so simple. Okay. That's all I'm saying, dude. It's like, why would I get like you?
I'm talking about literal property ownership.
I know. Okay, so one sec. Okay, I got you. So what I'm saying is you like step one is you, not me, work for it. Then you, not me, get paid. Then you, not me, buy land. Then you, not me, own it. It's it.
But who are you buying it from, though?
Oh, whoever owns land already. So you're talking about the origin of it.
But where did these property ownerships come from?
So you're saying in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. I believe we were created.
Okay, but like,
Like, what do you mean? And
no, no, no. Okay, let's just
that's
say,
where the
let's.
origin
How is
is to
it?
me.
But
Like,
currently, we got to talk about current,
there's
like
no
currently.
current. Like I'm saying, like, you're talking that the egg got shat out of a gorilla's ass, and I'm talking about chicken egg.
Yeah.
Like there's no such thing as current property or ownership, because that, or like, not current, like, that person was born, and then that person was born, and then that person was born. There's no such thing as like this moment in time right now, and that's when it started. Like, that's what I'm saying is messy about like the conquering and the borders thing. But I'm saying, yet the fact remains, you work.
But I'm saying we can't do the thing that you're describing because what you're saying, there is no like rightful, there is no moral land ownership because of
You're
all the
saying
things
you
you're
don't
describing. It
think
was
there's
all
moral
conquered.
land ownership.
I think that we can enforce property rights with the government.
Wow.
We can enforce it with the government.
Dude, I'm so happy right now. We found exactly what the problem is. I love when that happens. You don't believe in land in moral land ownership at all?
Without a government, how are you enforcing these
Do you
property
believe?
rights?
No, it's not about enforcing. I'm talking about just the morality of it. Don't worry about how to enforce it yet. Like start with you shouldn't steal, and then we'll start to go to how to enforce it. But you do not believe in private land ownership.
I absolutely do believe in private land
Okay.
ownership. I don't think that that's possible if
Okay.
there isn't a government.
I just see that's where I disagree. I think that
But that's why I'm asking you to say how. How is it?
Oh,
How are we
okay.
having
So now
private?
I just
Without a government, how
I
is there private land
misunderstood the
ownership?
whole thing then. I misunderstood like kind of the whole thing. Like you're saying, how does one secede, basically? That's what I'm think
Sure,
you're saying. Like, because
okay.
I'm very, very pro secession. And I don't know, without like persuasion. I mean, it's one of the hardest things ever. That's why no one does it. Like, breaking free of your chains is one of the hardest things to do. So I don't know, but it's a fucking good question. Like you have to do it through non-force means, because government's force. So you bombing Congress and then saying I'm starting Wokadishu is not gonna work, because that's just another government. That's just another thing taken by force. So the way to actually do it is through persuasion, non-coercion, frankly breeding.
Wait, persuasion, non-coercion. What is coercion if not
Oh,
persuasion?
no, coercion means force. Coercion means under threat.
Maybe I need to look up the definition.
Yeah,
Okay, persuasion. Let's say voluntary persuasion. Sure.
persuasion and non-coercion are like the same thing.
Okay.
So I don't know if I misspoke, but coercion means under threat or force. So
Okay, I think I just misheard. I misheard you. It's
if you
okay.
coerce someone, it just means you're threatening them or forcing them to change their mind, or and breeding and family, and social means, not fake social means, actual social means. That's the way to do it, and it might take 7 generations, or no, it might never happen. But I know what freedom is, and I like talking about it.
See, I think
I
that
think it's
part of it
more
is.
re I think it's more realistic than like than g growing government working forever, because it will fall.
I mean, that's a little messy to say. I see the thing is though, it's like what you're saying. I don't think that that is possible. I really don't, and because you can't point to any time in history where this has happened. You can't really define like how these property rights end up becoming property rights. And so it's a little messy.
Oh, it's all messy, man. We're falling. I mean, that's why I don't know. You're right. Like, you're not gonna like. I would never debate this subject here with you, because
Okay.
we both just keep saying the like extreme of each other's position isn't possible. Like that's what's being implied. And I'm not
My
implying.
position is possible.
What is okay? Good. What is your ideal government?
Social democrat, like what they have in Scandinavia.
What do they have in Scandinavia?
So social
No,
democracy.
explain it more though.
They have regulated markets with a very robust welfare state.
Okay. All right. Towards who? Like, who gets the welfare?
It's distributed. I mean, if we're talking about healthcare, everybody gets the healthcare.
Everyone. No, I'm talking about the welfare, not the healthcare. I'm talking about
The
the.
healthcare, their single payer healthcare is referred to as welfare.
Okay. But is there
Welfare
any other benefit?
is a very specific term here. It's a in it, well a welfare state that
Yeah.
means that they have a robust social safety net, social
Yeah.
program.
But I'm saying, what are the ones other than healthcare? Like, what are the other
They
programs?
have like free college,
Free college. Okay. Do you believe,
free preschool, free all those things.
do you understand that anything that's free is just getting devalued?
No, I disagree with that.
How? Name me one
I just
thing
wait. I
that.
want you to tell me how it's devalued.
Because
Whether I pay $100 for a bottle of insulin or I just get the bottle of insulin, the bottle of insulin is still a bottle of insulin.
I guess, but college sucks. College is a joke.
What? What?
College is not education. I mean, people coming out of there brainwashed, man. Like you're given these things for free, and look who gets to run them. And so the bottle of insulin, the difference is it's insulin. You didn't piss in it. College is pissed breadcrumbs, man. And
Okay, we can stay away from college. Let's talk about healthcare then.
okay. So for healthcare, that to me is the biggest difference, is that it's like healthcare saves you, college kills you. So we can talk. I certainly find that healthcare is more important than college. But I just don't believe, so we're talking too much about me. Like, I keep doing that
Well,
shit.
you said when something's free, it devalues it.
Yeah, it
I don't see how
does.
that's true in so like in Scandinavia, healthcare is free. Well, how is that devalued?
Because anything you're giving away for free, you're saying is basically worthless. It's you're it, what you're I don't know. I wish I had a grip on the economic terminology better, but it's just like, if you work for free all the time, you're worth nothing because you're
Well, no,
not getting any
they
paid.
don't work for free. The healthcare is free at the point of service. So
Yeah.
when they go into the doctors, it's free. They don't get a bill. They pay for it through
So
taxes.
taxpayer funded.
Yeah, so you
Yes.
refer to it as free because it's free when you use it.
When does inflation stop?
When does inflation
Yeah,
stop?
when does inflation stop? Like, how, when do you start, when does the value of your currency ever start to go up rather than down?
I think that there are cases where currency becomes more valuable.
No, in the case of giving away stuff for free and just taxing more. At what
I
point does
don't
it
see how does
ever?
that I don't think that inherently creates inflation. What are you saying? I need you
No.
to describe what you're talking about.
What I'm talking about is that the more stuff that you give away for free, well, I keep saying that, the more that you increase taxes, the more that you increase, like, the size of the state and the bills for everything. Okay? The more money in circulation, the more the value of the currency goes down. We're in like QE5 or 6 right now, and they were even printing money for a very long time. And it's like, have you heard of the Weimar Republic? This is what bad societies do before they fall or get a totalitarian dictator, So I'm asking, in your ideology, at what point does the value of the dollar become healthy again? It hasn't been so in probably 40 years, or whatever the currency is in Scandinavia or whatever. When does that
I mean,
happen?
it's very healthy. It's already healthy in
No, no, no.
Scandinavia. The
But
crown,
not.
and we're talking about like the Danish kroner. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but it's that compared to the inflated dollar. I mean, the dollar is the world reserve currency. So what I'm saying, like, if you look at any currency in the world, any high profile currency, I don't know the ones that are little, and you look at its value 70 years ago versus now, it's orders of magnitude less valuable across the board. So I'm asking, when does that get brought down to like a healthy, when do we stop printing money? Would you agree that you can't print money forever?
No, I would probably disagree with that.
Wow. You don't
Well, I mean,
understand
what if
economics.
I don't think that you understand economics,
You're
if I'm being
saying,
completely
let's poll
honest.
the chat, or if I want you to ask 20 economists whether you can print money forever.
I mean,
Non-Keynesian, dude. Non the you
what
pick.
did you say? Wait, you're like, oh, but you can't say
No,
these
no. I don't mean
this
all of them,
sect of
bro. No, no.
economists.
I don't mean
You
all of
just say,
them.
oh, you can't ask
Listen,
this
bro.
sect of
Look, that's
economists.
not what I meant. I mean, you have to vary it. You can't ask 20 Keynesians. Like
Okay, well,
asking a assorted variety of economists whether you can print money forever. That's
I
such a
think you're
slam
asking the
dunk
wrong. I think
case.
you're asking the wrong question. Can you print money forever?
Okay, what's the right
We're
question?
talking about people's material needs currently. People need healthcare. People need these services. If the government provides these services and is funded through tax dollars, that is better forever. That is empirically better for everyone.
For how long?
Scandinavia is doing fine.
For how long?
As long as it keeps going.
You're wrong.
How am I wrong? Show me where it's not. Show me where it's not
No,
true.
you're right about that statement, in that it's fine until it's keep going, and then it's going to not keep going one day. So
Based
I'm
on what?
asking your
Based on
idea,
what?
based on the fact that money runs out, that value is
Is
that
it gonna run
work,
out?
dude. I mean, I'm not an economist, but I'm just saying that,
Well, then that way, well, you're making a
you're
lot of
saying
economic
that.
statements, and
No,
then
no,
you're
I'm just
like,
saying
oh,
that.
I don't know the term, I don't know this.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but you're saying that things don't run out, and the burden of proof is on you to like for making the ridiculous statement that things don't run out. Like I don't have to prove a fucking thing. Like everything runs out. You will die one day. Everyone will die one day. Like resources run out one day. And like you're probably a pro environment guy, right? You
I
must
am.
know. Of course, so am I. But things run out. Things run dry. And the burden of proof is not on me in this situation. To you're saying things don't run out.
I'm not saying things don't run out. I'm saying that that's an irrelevant question.
Wow.
I mean, inflation is incredibly controlled in these Scandinavian countries that are doing this. It's
Okay,
fine.
that's fine,
As
but
long as you have people producing, as long as you have this control of it, it's fine. As long as people are like, that is
what
what
does
economics is.
Scandinavia
That's what me
produce?
What do you mean?
What
What do
does
they produce?
Scandinavia produce? You said as long as they have people producing stuff,
As
I'm
long as they're working, as long as they're producing, as if you have the doc, like if
no,
people are
no.
doing
If
things,
you
if
have
people have
all office
labor,
jobs, you have no economy because you need production. Like that's what like the
like
whole
manufacturing.
I guess you could call it that. I mean, it's not all done in a factory anymore, but yeah, producing physical goods. That's what I would say. So I guess, yes, that's what I would call
As
it.
long as
Like,
people are like growing food and stuff, what you're referring to.
yes. Yeah. And just producing tools and technology that improve human life. That would be another one. Like things that make things more efficient, but like production. Yeah.
Sure, as long as people are doing that,
Yeah,
yeah.
are doing that. Okay, cool. Well, the reason I'm asking is not because of anything you said, because like in, far leftism, they would prop up economies with valueless jobs and call that work. And that's been done in history. So like it's not enough to say if they work. Like it has to be product, like value comes from somewhere, and it's usually like the physical product that gets. But really though, like can you think about my question a little bit
I
though?
feel, well, I would like to address that really, because
Okay.
I mean, that's a bit of a straw man. I mean, you're like, oh, some leftists somewhere have pointed to economies
Oh, no,
where their
I
economies don't produce
buddy,
anything.
I
I'm not
specifically
making that
said,
argument.
listen, Carl, I specifically prefaced it with I'm not talking about you.
Okay, but like, I mean,
No, what there's no but
but
like that
let's talk about each other then.
there's no straw man if I'm specifically not talking about you. I'm just saying that that's a thing that has happened in history. That's not a straw man at all. I'm saying
Well, I
that
mean,
happened
straw man, that argument
and
because the
I'm not
people you're
talking.
arguing against
Right.
can't
No, it's
refute
just
that.
asked
Let's.
for clarification. That's it. That's all it
Okay, and I'm
was,
pointing
man.
to Scandinavia. That's the country we're like
Okay.
this country we're talking about.
Okay, you're talking about Scandinavia, but okay, so to go back to my question, please try to answer it. Like, what happens when the dollar becomes literally valueless? Say it's even in 100 years. Like, do you think progressivism is a, for lack of a better word, is a sustainable system?
Absolutely.
How long?
As long as okay, how long is your thing sustainable? Like
Me and
what are
my people
these?
could grow food for fucking generations, man. Me and my people in the chat could grow food for fucking generations and not need you guys for anything. That's the difference. We could grow
And I
food for
mean,
fucking generations.
Scandinavia, if it stayed on its current track, it could keep going for generations.
You
It's
think?
gone for
Okay.
generations.
But it wasn't a welfare state until like the 70s though, man.
Okay, and so it's gone 50 years.
Yeah, okay, that's what so I'm saying. Like, so I'm just trying to clear, like you're saying it's sustainable. I'm saying how long can you think do you think it can go at this rate with this level of devaluation of a currency? Most of this devaluation has happened since 1970.
So, like, are you like against like fiat
Oh,
currencies?
hell
Like, or
yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
so you think that
Completely.
we should be go back to like the gold standard
No,
or?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think there should be like really a we on a standard. That's how I kind of feel. There shouldn't be
Okay.
like a global or system-wide standard for almost anything, but like since we're talking about the economy, no, I think it should be way smaller than that. Like because even there, the gold, it's centralized, and I'm anti-centralization. That's really what I am. I'm
Okay.
pro-decentralization of almost all things.
I don't think that what you're describing with no currency, I don't think that that's optimal. I think that currencies allow you to, where you can devote all your time to one specific thing and you can specialize, and then with the currency, you can go and do other things. I don't have to become a doctor to get health treatment. I don't have to be a farmer to get food, thanks to currency.
Yeah, no, I'm not anti-currency. I'm anti-centralized fiat currency. So, like, if me and you wanted to agree between our towns that there were markers for product, that's I buy into that. But I don't agree that there should be a top-down, they set monetary policy based on a thing they control. I'm not anti-currency. I'm anti-fiat.
But I mean, that's all this is at the end of the day, is groups of people
Yeah.
agreed on things and where they said, hey,
No,
we're
I
going to
did
use.
not.
See, you keep going back to that, but that's where it all started. Like, that's what I keep saying. That's where it all started, is a group of people decided that they were going to use this currency. And then generations later, you were born into this. This is the group you're in. And this is where all throughout history, this is what people do.
When did you consent?
I'm concurrently consenting
Yeah, I
to it.
see. I'm just saying that I don't. That's it's that simple, and I don't accept anyone's right to tell me that I did not, because
I mean,
they.
no one's making you use a dollar.
Oh no. I'm simply talking about my mind and my speech right now.
Okay, but we're talking about currencies.
Yeah, no.
You
I'm
say you
just.
didn't consent to using this currency. When you work and you accept the dollar, you accepted to that currency. You consented to
Oh,
it.
yeah, I agree to that. I'm talking more about the social contract. Like, I get what you're saying. I'm saying that, like, the givens, like, yeah, we're, yeah, I get, like, you're right. You have bought into that. Yes.
Okay.
I just don't, yeah. But I just don't accept that I've bought into the system. And I still gotta eat, man. Like, I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? So, like, that to me is close. It's closer to the mafia example than it is to the I bought into it example.
So let's talk about freedom a little bit,
Yeah.
because I think that when we're talking about freedom, I think we define freedom a little
Yeah,
differently. You
sure.
define freedom as just no government. I define freedom as like freedom from like domination, freedom from the environment holding you, freedom from hunger, freedom from dying from cancer, that thing.
Well,
And the government can provide you with that.
you have the freedom. Oh my, I mean, dude, like the freedom, but like the government can only take, man. So that's not providing you with shit. That's only taking. And like you're free to work hard to feed yourself, but you don't have
I mean,
a
tell that. I mean,
like
you can say
that's
the
not.
government doesn't provide. Tell that to people who 100% of their income comes from Social
No,
Security.
I'm not saying okay, so excuse me. I don't mean they can't raw provide. I'm saying it always has to be taken from someone else. They can only do two things: tax and print money. There's no like other thing that government gets their resources from, you
But
know?
government is just collective action.
No, it's not. Me and
What
you
is it?
going to Burger King instead of Wendy's by vote is a collective action.
No,
Like,
you're referring to a smaller act of collective
yeah,
action, but
no,
we as
but
a
no,
society
I'm saying
collectively.
without collective, without my buying in, and I'm sure I know for a fact at this point that I'm speaking for millions of people that they did not consent. So you have a fucking problem, Mr. Government.
Well, they didn't actively consent. But that's the thing, is it always starts like this. It starts as groups of people, they all actively consent, and then it grows, and
That's what
that's how it
collective,
happens.
and we didn't. That's I'm just trying to give you the perspective of what a libertarian would say to that is that we did not. I did not, sir. I respectfully decline that.
But do you like care at all, like the realism of it, or the empiricism of it, the terrible outcomes that would happen if we are having the society you're talking about? I mean, we wouldn't have like
I don't,
why we wouldn't have internet, we wouldn't have these like large, all these great things that we talk about. We wouldn't have those things.
I don't think that's true. But I mean, like, we're almost out of time. But like, we
Oh
don't.
no, I can keep
I'm
going if
not.
you want to.
Oh yeah, okay. I mean, like, I can. Let's see. I gotta go in like half an hour, top.
I
Like,
can do
yeah, half an
another.
hour. Good.
This is
Okay,
fun.
cool.
I can do
Yeah,
another
I
half.
mean, I believe it's impossible for a human to consider all things. I think
Okay.
it's impossible. So, like, the more two people talk. And this is why I think people get in a lot of fights when they're fucking locked up together for like 20 hours a day for like forever. Because you will find cracks in my armor. I will find cracks in your armor. And I will find things you have not considered. You will find things I have not considered. That doesn't make me wrong or right or you are wrong or I right. Me right. You know,
Okay.
like like I understand what you're saying about like, have you considered? I actually have considered a lot about that stuff. Maybe like, maybe I have, maybe I haven't, maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But I'm just saying I know what freedom is, regardless of the outcome. Like, if true freedom meant, like, I want a homestead, man. I want to own land. If that means there is a possibility that that means I will work and fail and starve to death,
Okay.
I accept that because I'm not
Okay.
a farmer. I'm a musician.
So you don't care about outcomes then?
No, it's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that I know what risk is and the pros and cons of what it means to not go out on your own versus that risk. I accept that risk. Just like most like people that explored and shit in human history, is that it's not that I don't care about outcomes. That is a straw man.
Okay, let me just
That,
say,
listen,
but
man,
you.
listen, man. Earlier I brought up like Potemkin villages and fake work shit. You said that was a straw man, but like that saying you don't care about outcomes,
Oh, well,
that's a
no,
straw
but
man.
well, I know I asked so you don't care about outcomes because you said it doesn't matter if I starve or anything. So I was asking, do you
No,
not
no,
care
no.
about
I'm just
outcomes?
saying that. No. All I was saying is that is an outcome I accept as a possibility, and that's what will make me work hard. But there's also always a possibility you will just fall on your ass and
Okay, all right,
fail,
no.
and you're free to do that, but you're not free to like take other people's shit. You don't have a
No,
right to other people's shit.
so I wasn't, just to clarify, I wasn't saying that you don't care about outcomes. I was
Yeah,
asked if
okay.
that's
I'm with you. I understand. No problem. Yeah, you're fine.
So you're talking about you want to work. Oh, but you can homestead right now. You could buy a
I
thing of
get
land.
that.
You can.
You can, but it's not like, yeah, you're right. You're right. And so I'm not complaining.
Okay.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying liberty with risk is where it's at. Like that's where it's at. It's not about controlling people, man. Like all
There's risk in I would never
there's
say that
risk
though.
in everything. I mean, there's risk in everything, man. If I take a shit, it might come out bloody, dude. You know, I'm just saying that like I'm not into controlling other people, and progressives are. Your
I
ideology
disagree that I want to
requires so
control people.
much control. What about your ideology is not control, dude? What
I
part of
mean, it
your I
requires regulation.
that's control?
And to an extent, yeah.
Not to an extent. That what is it not? When is regulation not control?
No, but I mean, I don't believe we should regulate everything. I don't believe we should regulate every single action.
No,
So
that's not what I'm saying.
it's not totally
No.
control.
It's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're saying to regulate everything. I'm saying name me an instance where to regulate something is to not control it.
I think that
It's
child labor,
control.
I would say that child labor laws, well, that's control. I think that that's a positive thing. That's a
Yeah.
positive form of
Yeah. So
control.
now we're talking about positive versus negative, and I could definitely debate that, and that's why I'm not like a full-blown anarchist. Like
Okay.
that's why I like a year and a half ago I was like an anarchist. I didn't want no regulation on anything. Now I'm at like a 1 or 1 to 5%, but I like the debate, but like you can't debate whether regulation is control or not. I
Sure, it's
mean,
control. I'd say it's positive there.
yeah, great.
I'll grant you
Okay.
that. It's
Good.
control.
Yeah,
I'll grant you, yeah.
exactly.
We common ground there. It's
Yeah,
control.
absolutely. And so like
Positive though.
Sometimes, I mean, that doesn't even matter. We could posit that. I'll accept that it's all positive, even though I don't think that. But it is, it's
I don't
it,
think
like,
I don't think that either.
yeah.
There's
But
tons of bad regulations.
the cool thing is that if you argue from the extreme, it's kind of like my point is irrelevant of the level of positivity or negativity. Like government is control, and name me a progressive ideology that does not require that.
Well, given the definition that we've given of control, that's not, but I don't think
Yeah.
that that's a bad thing.
Okay. Good, man. All right. Let's wrap this shit up. That's good. That's a really good way to close it down. Let's move on to our lightning round. I had a great
Okay, for
time
sure, man.
talking to you, man.
For sure,
That
man.
was
You
really
too.
cool. That was really great, man. Good radio. And the
Okay.
people in the chat were enjoying it as well, man.
Okay,
That's
hopefully.
cool.
Hopefully,
Yeah, that's good. That
I
was
don't think
good
I'll see much
shit.
of a comment.
That was
Hopefully.
good. Intense radio, man. Let me actually, before we go to lightning round, let me just look at some of these chats.
Yeah, for sure.
I will not comply. That's what some
Can't argue with that.
okay, you guys are good people over
How
there
many
in the
people are roughly in the chat? Like you
I
kind of, you
it's
got a
hard for
mark
me to
for
say. There's sometimes some technology issues, and it sometimes it doesn't change, but it's like between 15 and 20 in one of them, and I think there's like 10 or 15 on Periscope, and so I
that?
don't
Okay.
know, like so 30, something like that, like
Wait, so
25 or 30 or something like that, and then
pretty cool.
usually a couple hundred watch after the fact or something like that. Yeah.
That's pretty cool,
So
man. You get 30 people to tune into live streams. That's really awesome.
Thanks, man. So yeah, check out Carl's information is linked in the show description. We're gonna move on to our lightning round. Okay. All right. Lightning round, guys. Feel free to type it into the chat as well and have some fun. What's your favorite food, man?
Dude, I'm a big sushi guy. I had sushi
Sushi.
literally right before this.
Okay. You see, okay. So do they do sushi out of a truck? Do they have truck sushi?
They probably do, but not where I get it.
Where's
I'm not sure I would get it from a truck.
what's your favorite truck food?
My favorite truck. Oh, then I was in like Europe for a little bit, and they sold kebabs, like doner kebabs.
Yeah,
Those are like
oh,
some of the most
yes.
delicious things you'll ever eat.
Dude, yeah. Common ground found. Common ground found.
Exactly, exactly.
What was your best subject in high school?
Best subject in high school. I was pretty good at math.
You're pretty good at math. Okay, cool.
Pretty good at
Nice,
math.
nice. Okay, so we kind of touched on this earlier a little bit, but I want you to name two right-wing journalists that you like, or even outlets, like
Journal.
right-wing
What do
press.
I? I'll just say like, but define. All right, no. I'll just say. I don't agree with Ben Shapiro. I think that
Okay.
he gives the arguments of the right in a concise way. I think he's an intelligent individual. I don't like him, but I like what he does, I
Yeah.
guess.
Yeah, like who you like the most. So like yeah, so like Shapiro and his arguments and stuff. Okay.
He, yeah.
He frames it in the way that, you know, like anyone else, any other media people on the right that you like or respect or
I like respect. I mean, I watch like Fox News and everything. I'll tune into that. I'll tune into who's someone else? Who's someone else? You catch me right here. Oh, there's that one guy. I'll just shout him out or whatever. There's an actual justice warrior. I don't
Oh,
agree with that
cool.
guy. I
Yeah.
don't agree with that guy, but he does another good job of so giving right-wing ideas in an intelligent way, I feel.
Okay, sounds good, man. Would you ever do like on the street like interview like you know what I mean? Like on the street interviews with a mic, like at a protest, or would you ever do that?
I guess I do. Those are disaster for anyone that does it, but yeah.
Okay, so we kind of covered this earlier, so I'm going to change the question a little bit. I was going to say p best political system that exists and where, but I want you to do one before 1900. Like, where has your like political environment existed before the year 1900, if at all?
What are the 1900s? I don't think they really they really, I don't think social democracy, unless there was social democracy prior to 1900, I can't think of one
Okay.
that was close as very close to what I believe in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about this. I mean, I know that like both Rome and Greece were a democracy at one point, but they're also a republic and an empire. So that
Yeah.
might be, I'm not sure, but they had.
Every society ever incredibly flawed. I'll just say
Yeah,
that.
absolutely cool. Who's the best president in U.S.
The
history?
best president. I'd probably go with FDR is my favorite, but if I'm being like completely, controversial take, almost all of them are war criminals, so I'll
Yeah.
just like put
Cool,
that.
man.
But probably
That's
FDR, which probably did the most things
yeah.
that I like.
Sweet. What's who's the worst?
Who's the worst? Oh God. Who dropped the atomic bomb? Was it Truman?
Harry
I think
Truman.
the hey Truman. It was Truman,
No.
wasn't it? I think that was disgusting. But I don't know. I
Yeah.
not a huge fan. I like the way Reagan presented himself, but I think he was incredibly damaging. So maybe
Okay.
Reagan.
Like policies, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Who's gonna be president in 2020?
Dude, I oh 2020. Oh, probably
2020,
Joe
yeah.
Biden. If we're looking at the polls, probably Joe Biden.
Okay, so Biden, wow, okay. No Kanye West, how dare you?
Oh yeah, I forgot. Just kidding. I forgot why
Kanye.
I'm here.
President in 2024.
Oh gosh, I don't know if AOC will be old enough to run, but I'll go with her for now. If
Oh,
not, if
okay.
not, if she's not old enough, I'll go with Ro Khanna. Ro Khanna's who I want.
All right, so non-politician that you would vote for, like non-declared, so like someone that is not even like has not even like teased their hat in the ring, like a
No, I
non.
got this. I got this thing. I call it the Tom Hanks effect. I say if anyone as famous as Tom Hanks, if he ever ran, he would win. So I would go
Okay,
with Tom Hanks.
Tom
I think,
Hanks.
yeah,
Wow.
I love that guy.
Ooh, that's funny. Okay, what is the best city in America?
Best city in
Yeah,
America,
or like
bro.
even state. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'm from Oregon. I'm gonna go with Oregon. I'm
Oregon.
incredibly
Oh,
biased, but
cool.
I'm from
Nice.
Oregon, so I'm
All
gonna go with
right.
Oregon.
Awesome. And what is the like? I'm assuming you don't think. I mean, in terms of like system and stuff like that. What is the best country in the world in terms of like politics and culture and all that stuff? Like, not, you can't say Scandinavia. You got to say actually one of them.
No, I would probably, if I had to pick one of them, I mean, I spent some time in Norway. I love
Oh.
Norway. Norway, Denmark, and then also, I mean, in the way of like the United States, if we're talking about like our entertainment industry, I mean, best in the world, so it's a
Cool.
fact. Yeah.
That is a wrap. My goodness, that was a good episode, man. Tell people where they can find you. Everything's linked below in the show description, but Carl, tell people how they can find your work and kind of what your show is all about and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm on YouTube. I talk about politics, also like review books and stuff. And so, I'm on YouTube at Carl Emmerich, and then I'm on TikTok, Twitter. You can just check those out. It's all just my name. Just Google my name into any social media or anything, you'll find me.
Are you gonna ride out TikTok until it gets like shut down or something like that? You
I gotta
got
ride
it.
it out until it's shut
Cool.
down. It's
All right.
yeah. There's actually a lot of politics on TikTok. Check it out
Okay,
there.
I would think about getting an account. I don't know. I feel a little old. I don't know, but Carl Emmerich, everybody, have a good one. That was a good night. Check out his channel below. Buffalo. That was a very virtuous and vigorous conversation. This was Call Me Ignorant Across the Aisle with Carl Emmerich. Have a good one, everyone.